it's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack it's your face happen. Off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
And salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:05 p.m. The day is Tuesday, October 27th. Happy Halloween. It can only mean one simple thing, that you are tuned in to morelikeradio.com for the most electrifying and entertainment talk radio show on the internet today. My time now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the king of kings, the voice of the voiceless, Johnny Five, aka Sir Darkseid. Greetings. We've got an extraordinary track for you people today. My Time Tuesday, the third or the fourth incarnation of My Time Tuesday. We have got Max Star trying to do like a little Brock Lesnar type thing, but Max Star, like, you know, hashtag Paul Heyman guy. Yeah, you know him, you've heard him. He's been popping on the show. He's been making it happen. He's been letting the horns blare in his name. And today, we got a new track from him, and we are going to write it until the motherfucking wheels. Oh, yeah. The motherfucking wheels come off. It's going to be a good time. We got a great show. It's happening. It's going down. My Time now. My Time Tuesday. Throwing in a little different in the mix. Starting it off. Holy smokes. Aesop Rock. Hashtag. You're welcome.
Give him one of these pills if he has any pain.
What is it? Well, it's a little story with a lot of truth. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus told many parables to grown-ups and children alike. He told them simply and sincerely, in words everyone could understand, so that all might learn the lesson he was trying to teach.
Yeah. We were selfish with the helmets for the little bus to break fluid sewage, crippled up to get retorted nickel punks. Slowly culprits for his lowly robot, only hope when they
smoke spot, black suit, white collar, kitty porn, dungeon guns, and three fingers for your daughters. Squat belly up, antique Nazi paraphernalia. You cannot pay your bills with holy water and Hail Mary luck. Shut this fucker, enjoy the Alcatraz shower run. And mommy's madam cliche, Generation X agnostic front. It ain't the nifty faith in 1958 before the new testament approved ultra boy fisting rape. And take it to your later long if you don't manipulate Tom the Beaver. Call me crazy, but I bet that wasn't God's demeanor. Sodomator peeking, the Long Island was Jesus. Every weekend, spoon fed to appease traditional love. Bringing up a middle Pennsylvania shithole where elders movements stress the stellar therapeutic Bible cycle. One church with a fake tag, store next door, and not much more. So that to move to New York, my babies raised on what they saw. Christmas morning smelled fresher than angel pussy, but immaculate conception came second to playful goodies. Like laser tag with way more spiritual than blood and body wafer bags and nature staff. As long as Santa ate the cookies. Grandma was a saint, I leave paint with snakes and bullies. Said if only you'd memorize your prayers like you did your cool G's. See, by the time I was old enough to know what religion was, I was Catholicism numb and truly didn't give a fuck. 94 moved out the crib and ain't seen a steeple since. What Knievel evil seeks in the Christian leader's pitch. The priest flat with parental advisory warnings. I'll be auditioning gods in my office on Monday morning. Uh-oh, and yet another pill. Slip down the hatchet, pass him through the kill. Switch. For cues. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
This story reminds us of the one Jesus told about people who were kind and helpful to others. He said that one day the king would say to these people, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. But the people asked, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or sick, or in prison, and come to you? The king answered, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Yeah.
Just a little bruise in the back of the pews, acting amused with a mask on the Vatican blues. Full in the eyes of the organization, I was raised in ACE. Just another sinning brick in hell's basement. Cubicle adjacent to the killers and rapists. But what? Drugs and fucking is part of growing up. Like cups of a dumb shit's better than the schools. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Just a lit fuse in the back of the pews, watching a thousand flavors of the same God feud. I figure ultimate peace is the common theme. So it's a no-brainer piece when the blood hit the screen. Got a physical and evil sensibility born. Good neighbor, no way. I'm just a little confused.
You know what? To be completely honest, Aesop, you're a fucking...
Screams of agony. Yeah. Check it out. Screams of agony, only time you making noise. Rhyme vet on his job on that nature boy. Bully shit rage on him like we're taking boys. Singing to the cops, mimicking Drake and Lloyd. Head nodding in approval, locked in a trance. I seen it coming like my kids, sonogram. If you ain't seen my machete, it's not my brand. My come up is built on skill and solid plans. My payback, a grenade blast in a made trap. That'll catch you slipping, parked in a Maybach. It'll bang louder than a beat by A-Rab. I get touched like I'm it and we playing tag. Got him
drained to display scale. On the mic I'm top billing, and I'm with some top notch for the homie Lord willing. Live from the grid when I spin his bare knuckle. Respect the format as well as the Russell. Stick to your day gig shift. Every bar is a tomahawk with a Luco inside. With the snares and kicks, courtesy of full facets of the beat killer. On feats I defeat foes like pagan sinners. On beats I expose the frail and weak. On speed you die, drop filler. There's none as unique. Born with the talents of a street brand.
A bunch of faggots flammable when you spitting, you was nothing hot. Fuck the talk, thought you could steal from me. You talk to the hands on me like comedians with puppet props. Fuck your pot, stop speaking out of your fucking twat. Handling myself, this is couldn't tell if I'm drunk or not. Run inside your spot, tearing your shit. Give you hell on a track like a Sparrow and Biss. When I'm in the crowd, the audience is fearful. That's a loose beast, they should have told you to be careful. Long as my beer's full, change it into a werewolf. Under the full moon, your girl's getting a hair pull.
I'm off balance, brain hangs in the dark palace. It's all menace when you paint off of God's palettes. Four patterns when you merge when you call Alice. I drag chains in the halls so my palms callous. raw talent at the boombox. Master of the puppets, stay rougher than the rooftop. Jewels drop, leave the microphone in booth hot. You can't compare, trying to jerk off in the two sides. Dude, stop. Rhyming when I stumble in, drunk and gin, playing duck hunt with slugs puckering. Blood sucking freaks that seek suffering. Plus my internet beef I eat needs buffering. Fuck it, man, I'm buzzing off a six pack. Bludgeoning in your click if you're fronting like my shit's whack. It's sad. Get you nothing but the brown nose eating shit. Y'all could eat a dick bitch and drown slow.
Back slap rappers, never fuck with whack rappers. I'm in the trap with a pack and a stack mattress. Old Hebrew and never mind what we doing. The rap M Jordan, y'all chums be Ewing. Lord willing, hope to see another quarter million. My pen is like a sword swinging that reporter kill. I bet your daughter feel him, bet she be the name cousin. These lanes buzzing over bullshit and ain't flushing. I'm out flushing with some shit I just smuggled through customs. Head rushing, blood pumping from bumping percussion. I get money with Russians, I get money with guineas. France taking all my money for bundles of Henny. We be puffing on plenty, shorty, I'm fucking her face. Troll, bet she Lord willing, we up in the place. Got him loving the bass, shit, you giving them treble. Raising hell on the track and don't dance with the devil.
This is a cut above like a slash on your forehead. You're softer than foreskin, my kid. We'll leave you all dead. I'm out for the bread, like hijack in a bakery. Reality check, got no concern for your fakery. You must be mistaking me for someone who gives a fuck. Rap on me, you're better off playing chicken with a Mack truck. Your style is mad butt like a pissed off stripper. You're a bitch and I'm Jack the Ripper. Murder.
I'm filter out the week every time I'm speaking. Belligerent lyricist with these MCs. You get your gym broke off. You ain't busting off, just shooting the breeze, breeze. See how I flip it. Detail with nothing, nothing missing, missing, missing. I'm built out the week every time I'm speaking. Belligerent lyricist with these MCs. You get your chin broke off.
It's a fuck up kid, you face the circumstance. You ain't busting off, just shooting the breeze, breeze. See how I flip it.
And welcome back to My Time Now. What's going on, guys? What has been happening? Let me tell you, nothing but great things on this end. And it is good times. Good times. Good times. Arrow. Gotham. Holy good God. I mean, first off, spoiler alert, for those of you watching Gotham and not up to date, I highly recommend that you mute or do something of the sort right now. Because we're going to cover some key points of Gotham right now. And let me tell you, it's good. It's good, man. The reveal of Indian Hill, the things happening with Penguin right now. Jerome. Or the Joker. Let's talk about that episode for a second. The last laugh where Jerome gets betrayed by Yalavant. Murdered, killed as a sacrifice, as a pawn in Yalavant's chess game against the Waynes. And that ending was so just mind-blowing, you know, where they show multiple people who could possibly be the Joker at any given point, you know. It's so good. It's so good. They didn't just show us one. They showed us multiple people, and that blew me away. Blew me away. You know, and I really enjoyed hearing Penguin talk about the Joker and about, you know, how chaotic he is and how he doesn't, you know, he's not a part of, you know, the plan. And it was just, Jerome, that's by far the best little Joker lore I've seen in a while. And then, you know, you go on to Firefly, good portrayal of the girl. Yeah, Indian Hill, man. I'm not 100% adept in, you know, what Indian Hill stands for and what have you, but, you know, I'm very interested to see where it goes. And then we get to Arrow. Green Arrow. Well, I am impressed. I just watched the first three episodes, the only three episodes. Green Arrow and Candidate. Oh, is the third one? Restoration. And they have gone full on meta. Full on meta and mysticism. And that is so freaking tight. Like, that is so freaking tight. Like, virgin tight. You know? Because you got Damian Dark, who is just a badass with all of his magic and mysticism. You've got, you know, a little bit more of Ra's al Ghul, and just, it's so good. I mean, if you're not watching Arrow, this is a great time to jump on board. And the reason why it's cool is because it restarts the origin. You know, in a sense of, yeah, seasons 1 through 3 of Arrow was Arrow, and it was good, and it was great, and it was all connected and all this stuff. But, you know, when you get to this season, season 4, it's a little bit more disconnected from what has happened, and it's a new happening. You know, yeah, you know, you won't necessarily understand a couple of the things that's going on, considering that a little of what's happening in this season is a direct play on last season. However, the way it starts is like a whole new show. So you can pick it up and start watching and go, damn, I know what's going on, you know? So it's just really, 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 really cool. I have not, as of yet, watched any of the new Flashes, but I plan on binge watching after tonight as they introduce the new Firestorm. And that Firestorm will go on to be a part of the Legends of Tomorrow, and I'm excited for it. So let's jump right back into My Time Tuesday with Reminder 2.0 from Pure Knowledge.
Sugars are just beginners. Like, this is just embarrassing. That's insulting. This is my comparison. ain't nothing to be played with. They be on the same shit. Now the kid is bumping, they wanna see me in anguish. I'm taking off, headed for the races. I hear steady pacing while they're still tying their laces. I'm the rapper that they wanna be. That's why the kid is me. I hear steady chasing green like I'm on the money team. Never wanna start a beef. Body them like Mr. T. Wanna be a boss. Watch me ball like 23. I could do this all day. Way too much fun. This is all reminded and knowledge one of the great ones. I ain't halfway done with killing the game. Never gonna stop till everyone know the name. They're chanting like I'm the king. Hot as the sun. Only time I'm number two is when describing the number one. Peace.
This is a public service announcement from Darkseid. He's back from the future and he's on a mission to save hip-hop. So heed this warning well, all you whack MCs.
Shut up and sit down.
One of whom you wanna make an enemy.
Don't give a fuck about a punchline, cause I ain't telling jokes today, and this is not a game, so don't look to me for words to play. But if you want some lyrics, then I'm ready to go, because the dark side be out there in your neck of flow. I'm a ripping when it's sitting for a living. What I'm giving is an unforgiving freaking kill. I came toxic, stop it, use your logic. All of the shit that most of you rappers spit and shit can even be a tie. In closing, the facts are that I'm better than most. I'm the voice of the voiceless, I brag and I boast. I'm always having a toast, cause I rhyme when I drink, and I'm sipping on that Chopin, nigga, fuck what you think. And I don't spit rhymes, I vomit, so what can I say? I don't think about the shit, I just say what I say. So my lyrics, they hit hard, like a fight has been started. So if I say I'm throwing stars, that's stupid and retarded. My talent's like Nathan Drake, cause it's so fucking uncharted. And if you didn't know this before, I'm highly regarded. Not half-hearted, if you don't got it, you don't got it. And if it ain't a war that you won, then don't start it. So when I bust a flow, I show I'm so fly. These losers and they'll go blow, 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 well, don't lie. And pretty soon you'll all want a piece of my pie. You'll feel like, oh my effing God, that's the guy, Darkseid. Don't give a fuck about a punchline, cause I ain't telling jokes today. And this is not a game, so don't look to me for words to play. But if you want some lyrics, then I'm ready to go, because the dark side be up in your neck of the flow. I'm a ripping when it's sitting for a living. What I'm giving is an unforgiving, wicked kill. I came toxic, stop it, use your logic. All of the shit that most of these rappers spitting shit can even be a topic. Fuck about a punchline, cause I ain't telling jokes today. And this is not a game, so don't look to me for words to play. But if you want some lyrics, then I'm ready to go. Because the dark side be up in your neck of the flow. I'm a ripping when it's sitting for a living. What I'm giving is an unforgiving, wicked kill. I came toxic, stop it, use your logic. All of the shit that most of these rappers spitting shit can even be a topic. I'm a ripping where they sitting for a living. What I'm giving is an unforgiving, written pure octane toxic. Shouldn't even be a topic. Shouldn't even be a topic. I'm a ripping where they sitting for a living. What I'm giving is an unforgiving, written pure octane toxic. Shouldn't even be a topic. Shouldn't even be a topic.
Bring us what I'm always working. Yo, you think you rolling cause you got a
That's all it was missing, right? You know, that's the new trend in hip hop. Have some type of crazy sound at the end of your fucking song or beginning. Birdman, Squaw, 1738. Fucking bullshit is what it is. Fucking rap. Rap. Stop with all the fucking sound effects. It's crazy, man. I'm gonna talk a little WWE right now since we've got Stone Cold coming up for you a little bit later from Max Star. I'm on to the WWE. I'm on to them. And they are, you can say what you want about Vince, and you know, maybe some of it isn't Vince, maybe some of it is Triple H, the as far as the succession or the success goes of, you know, the show or whatever it is. But you can say what you want about the WWE, let's say. But they are marketing geniuses, man. You know, when, first off, I realize that they've completely dethroned AJ as the longest reigning female champion by having Brie Bella be that champion just until she broke the record. And that is hilarious. It's fucked up too, you know? I mean, I don't think Brie Bella deserved that reign. I do, however, think that AJ deserved that reign. And to have it dethroned or, you know what I'm saying, outdone by Brie Bella is very disappointing. However, they had issues with AJ and they took her, you know, they took her shine away. Which will bring me to the next point that I'm going to make a little bit later on about CM Punk. But remember when everyone hated Roman Reigns? Can we all just take a second and remember that? Everyone hated Roman Reigns. And, you know, every time you would come close to winning a boom, all this good shit. But the WWE has made him as polarizing, if not more, or if not better than John Cena. The second to last match I saw him in was Let's Go Roman. Roman sucks. And, you know, that's a chant that's normally reserved for John Cena, you know? And I thought it was really cool to hear that for Roman Reigns. It's also really cool to see him get his moment, you know? They have gone out of their way, WWE, to make him come off as a babyface and to make him a likable character to the public. Teaming him up with Dean Ambrose, someone who, you know, everybody already likes, giving him that dynamic with Dean Ambrose, even if it's a legit dynamic, putting that dynamic in the show, making him go up against Bray Wyatt, who they are doing an immaculate job of making a heel. Like, that is a heel's heel. Like, fucking Bray Wyatt as a bad guy is a fucking bad guy. You know what I'm saying? He is amazing at it. You know, having him carry out The Undertaker at Hell in the Cell, having him carry out Kane on Monday Night Raw, just, and the way that they set it up, you know, lights go out, lights come back on, fucking cheers from the center of the ring in the corner, fucking the Wyatt family's on the outside of the ring. It's just, they are making him something big, and I love it. 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 So that's really cool. And it's going to be really cool when Roman Reigns finally wins the WWE Championship and then him and Bray Wyatt go at it again. It's going to be amazing. But that brings me to my next point. They have to first dethrone CM Punk. You know? And here's why. Let's see if I can do a little live example for you using my Google using Google Now on my Galaxy S6 Edge Plus. If it'll ever load up, my internet's acting all types of fucking funny. I'm surprised I can even bring you guys a show today. But let's see. Okay, Google, who is the longest reigning WWE champion?
According to the Inquisitor, well, the longest reigning WWE champion of the modern era before CM Punk was, in fact, John Cena. After Cena won the WWE Championship for the third time in his career, he held the title for 385 days before an injury forced him to relinquish the title.
Okay, so, for those of you guys who missed that, it says the longest reigning WWE champion of the modern era before CM Punk was John Cena. That's not important. I like the way it's worded to kind of take the flair away from CM Punk, but it's CM Punk. The longest reigning WWE champion is CM Punk. And I'm actually going to open up this article because the article clearly states that WWE looking to break CM Punk's record as longest reigning WWE champion of the modern era. Seth Rollins can't lose. He cannot lose. Former WWE wrestler CM Punk holds the record of the longest reigning WWE champion of the modern era as he held the WWE championship from November 20th, 2011 to January 27th, 2013. It's almost a year and a quarter. From 2011 to 2013 for a total of 434 days. CM Punk's nearly 15-month title reign is the sixth longest WWE title reign of all time, behind Pedro Morales, Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Bob Backlund, and then again, Bruno Sammartino. And their days go as such: 1,027, in order of what I named first to what I named last. 1,027, 1,237, 2,135. I'm sorry, I skipped over Hulk Hogan's reign at 1,474, and then back to Bruno Sammartino at 2,803 days. With CM Punk exiting the company in an ugly way, the WWE doesn't want to make reference to him as the longest reigning WWE champion of the modern era. As a matter of fact, they don't even want to reference Punk at all, hence why they're removing all CM Punk signs from their live events and asking fans who wear CM Punk related merchandise to their events to either change or leave. Which is crazy! I didn't even know that. Holy shit! The WWE hates CM Punk. That can't be real. That can't be real. The belief that Roman Reigns will walk out of WrestleMania 31 as the new WWE champion, defeating Brock Lesnar. This is clearly an old article, 2014. So we can stop right there. But that's insane. And that is why Seth Rollins cannot be defeated until he breaks that ring, until he breaks that title ring. Right now, he has held the belt for who knows. You know, let's see if Google can help us with that. I love, by the way, Google. I feel like she's way more reliable than Siri. seconded only by Cortana on my Surface. Okay, Google. How long has Seth Rollins been WWE champion? So nothing to be said there verbally. And as of September 28th, 2015, it looks like Seth Rollins has been champion for 182 days. And that was according to whatculture.com. So that's the fact. That these are the facts. He cannot lose until he beats that 600 and that 600 and whatever, until he beats CM Punk's record. And that sucks. I mean, first off, how are you going to tell me what to fucking wear? What kind of fucking fascist shit is that? Or, you know, or ask me to leave. I've paid to be here. I've got a ticket, you know? And it's just, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. And, you know, maybe if the WWE is providing me with a shirt, I'd change into that. But, you know, I'll have to go back and kind of watch the audience and see if I see any CM Punk merchandise in there, because now I'm kind of curious. But, yeah, man, it's a good time for wrestling. These guys are fucking geniuses, and I love where the stories have been going. So do what you got to do to survive. And that's a segue for you, because we're going to get into Decision with Survive featuring Lamoni. Hashtag you're welcome.
Right. Without wings.
yes, yes, yes. You are listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. This is my time now, and I'm your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, the voice of the voiceless, the king of kings, Mr. No Days Off himself, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. You know, if you don't like what you're doing in your life, you just need to stop. You know, you need to stop. And if you're not happy, you need to do what makes you happy. 'Cause in order to succeed, you've got to believe in what you're doing. At least that's how I feel, you know. Maybe that's not the case, you know. Maybe there is a sect of people who are succeeding even though they don't believe in. You know what? I guess that's true. You got a lot of big businesses out there, big corporations that are selling products that they don't believe in, and they're making a ton of money on it. Now, why is that, do you think? You think that is because they get the people who back the product to believe in the product? Does it take someone believing in your product? Does it take someone who works under your employ believing in your product in order to make it successful? You know, like, how do you make money in a situation that you're not proud of? You know, from a situation that you're not proud of. How do you profit from how do you profit from non-belief, I guess, is the question. I don't know. It's weird. It's really, 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 really weird. And I don't get it, you know. I'm a firm believer of doing what you love and loving what you do, because they go hand in hand. And if you cannot believe in, you know, what it is you're selling, how can you sell it? How can you manage it? How can you save it if it's hurting? You know, how can you fix it if it's broken? How can you take the time to do what needs to be done to mend? How can you know, make others believe when you don't believe yourself? It's a really weird thing to go through. And, you know, I say all that to say, without going too personal, you know, what's happening in my life. You got to believe. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to do what makes you happy. Because if you're not, you're just miserable. And you can literally have millions upon millions of dollars and still be the most unhappiest prick in the world. And, you know, it's a classic case of money can't buy happiness. Absolutely not. It cannot. It cannot buy happiness. You know, happiness comes from within. And if what you do and what you have and what you've accomplished and achieved, you know, if what you fought for doesn't make you happy, then why'd you even start it in the first place? We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best funny show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
My Time Now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Yeah!
Get ready
for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Wildlife Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes a franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all 9 of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1 Bruce Lee ripoff, 3 different cops, 3 identical Asian chicks, 4 interchangeable cyborgs, and 7 palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies, then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington, Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama. Mortal Kombat. Did you know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu. Be sure to subscribe for more honest game trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fap. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life. Toot it and boot it. The Schlossberries taste like Schlossberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box
there
now.
There is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
So deep, an interesting show. It won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. You ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DD. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
He's a commander.
Hashtag occupy our balls.
And we are back. Woo. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump right in to some more of this My Time Tuesday goodness. For those of you just tuning in, you're tuned in to morelikeradios.com. Morelikeradio.com is my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. And this is The Solstice 4 by Soulcon.
Now all I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
I go by my government name, but would that sound as real? Noah Abraham ain't exactly got the crowd appeal. So Mr. Weston, tell the people how you feel. I'm here to tread dirt on a network like Howard Bill. I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it. I shake the hand the ancient man prayed for the rain with. You slave for the A-list to pay for your facelift. I put a hole in a scroll then wait for the shapeshift. I ain't even know what I was in the middle of till I was tagging all the grass in the British pub. It's so cool to say that you don't give a fuck. I give it up for the people that don't get enough. I still read in every comment that y'all ever give. But for the record though, it's not because I'm sensitive. I don't do this shit for me. Even if I disagree, I find the truth between the positive and negative. But fuck the tomfoolery and cartoonery. You're not moving me unless you put a harpoon in me. Nah, don't pause that, I'm off that. I want a grown up to show up whenever mom googles me. Cause every night when my blinds get closed, my troubled mind's frozen in the nightmare poses. Sometimes I get worried that I ain't more than just an oversized child with his hot chair broken. My body's young, but my brain's older. It's like your little man's soul is a Van Gogh with the Crayolas. I stopped caring if I stayed kosher. Jehovah made way more serious shit to pray over. I'm 40 years of desert travel in some leather sandals. You softest heaven candle lighting up a scented candle. See if I put my foot down, it turns cement to gravel. You excited but get frightened like Jesse Spano. We don't stop when the odds are against us. So these suckers getting dropped from the sand. Us. I have never made a single song for the senseless. Guilty as charged and applause for the sentence. Word on the street, Billy got his shoes jacked till he got a new gag, then he got his shoes back. Let me elevate how the modern dude raps. All I need is one bar like Allah. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. First, get up out of your chairs, get out of the window, and stick your head out of the window, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
No cuts, yeah. My era can't compare to the era y'all prepare for. I guess we the OGs now. I'm only 30 though. My roots thickin', through truth spittin'. No matter who listens, deck spinning on 212s from top to boost. I'm navigation to turn up with slam by the Onyx. While we talking that jazz, like we're quoting Stetsasonics. Take it back to sample bass and rapping grace instead of corporate face and coaches race. Now the foundation left to recoup. I only hope this track is a little breath of truth. Of real hip hop.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
one, two, three, four, and five. So that means that I blaze mics with no concept of stage fright. While you hate life, I'ma take flight. You can't turn up the height like the great white. Sooner or later it will stop. Break light. Figure this limitless. I ain't the fake type. No, my vigorous is venomous like a snake bite. We will never flip flop. So put your hands up if you love hip hop. Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boom rock.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Max Star. Get ready for blast off. This is last call. Ask y'all, who do you think's responsible for rap's fall? Is it the crack off? Me the niggas that rap soft. Materialistic rappers is bragging they ass off. This is a black star. Back to my roots flow. Under the asphalt. Only the truth, no. Provide a golden era. They know it's better. It's the equivalent of the center next to two dimes. But the one on the right has no mascara. She wanted to show endeavor to get her to know her better. She ready to go together. She was such a sweet 16. You were scared to ask the data. Before the prison industry planned to assassinate her. Right. Before Bio 106 made her a ratchet banger. Right. Before the boob injection and YouTube selection. Look at the transfer to the new school depression. With glasses and sessions, so don't give me you fools a lesson.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip-hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip-hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip-hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip-hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip-hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes.
That's real hip-hop.
A pen and a pen.
One
question.
Who wants real
hip-hop? Yeah. And it's just as plain and as simple as that. We paying homage to the golden era of hip-hop. That's that real hip-hop, y'all. At this time, I want to give a few honorable mentions, a few RIPs, and a few shout-outs to some folks that have paid myself and the others. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls. R.I.P. Tupac Shakur. R.I.P. Big L. Jam Master J. Mac Dre. R.I.P. 15. R.I.P. Big Proof. Big Pun. And many others, y'all. And shout out to the visionaries at Jedi Mind Tricks, Eminem, D12, and the list goes on, Outkast, Hieroglyphics, Gangstar, R.I.P. Guru, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, The Lost Boys, Ghetto Boys, DJ Premier, Snoop Dogg, MC Light, Dr. Dre, man. The list just goes on and on and on. Queen Latifah. All those people I named, that's real hip-hop. And of course, the homie Black.
shit out. Red bone, pussy mouth, eat you up, spit you out. Fuck your girl in your house, I'm terrible, be careful. You might want to say a prayer or two. So cold, I need that reflu. I'm so high, I need parachutes. I'm error proof, I'm never spooked. Got my coupe, heaven blue. And my flag red as hell. Think you're sweet as devil's food. Devin dude, and she's the queen. Two's a couple, three's a scene. We's that nigga that you seen your dreams. Get the pussy wet, I'll be the springs. I'm Easter clean. Shout to my homegirl Mika Means. Anything we want, we redeem. You niggas gassed up, 93 Supreme. Nicki Minaj was the hardest bitch. More than the artist bitch. She talk a whole lot of shit and walk around like she President Carter's bitch. She be on a Barbie shit, and me, I'm on a Carter 6. And I can turn clubs to bricks, and I can turn nuns to tricks. Young Moolah, baby, fuck your feelings. And this is no ceiling, no ceiling.
Time to see, to know. call me dangerous. Yep. I'm about as dangerous as a bag of angel dust in your pancreas. Plus, I'm a nasty king. I'ma walk around with a bunch of ashy bling, listening to Cassie sing. So fuck a cast cell. I'm living by the high school of life, and I'm waiting for the last bell. Wait, is that that? I'ma creep up on you while you take the cat nap and steal your fucking snapback. Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? That makes as much sense as a dude trying to fake a nut. Cause if a nigga's gonna skeet, then he's gonna skeet. And if your girl give me the ass, then I'm gonna beat. So tell me, do you get the point? Lancer, slap you with a reindeer hoof. Prancer, and then I'm gonna make moves. Dancer, cause your boy's so darn sick. Cancer. Starbucks who look like Miley Cyrus. Wait, what the fuck rhymes with Miley Cyrus? Probably nothing. So when I tell you that I'm the best in the world, CM Punk, then I'm probably bluffing. Nigga, I'm about as cold as ice. Type a dude to make a pot candle hot just so I can hold it twice. And then I'll probably fold the pipe, bash you with it, and stuff your fucking face in a bowl of rice. Oh, I'm sorry, is that where being cool stops? I hate dirty girls, hit them with a smooth shot. Cut the holes in their stomach till their stool drops. Ratchet ass bitch, you belong in a toolbox. And fat girls tend to like Max. I try to act like I don't like him, but really I like him right back. Cause I'm a liar, and frontin' is my middle name. Journey in my mind so you can learn about my riddle game. This is the story of a man named Max Vaughn. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's staying listening in the calm. And he has no car. And that is a fact. Get a life, plus you need a man. I'm about as fly as they come. Now your name is Mrs. Peter Pan. And if you don't like the scholar punk, eat a dick.
Yeah.
And your girl could eat it too. Does she need a lift? I pick her ass up right now. Yeah. Take her to the telly, bend her ass over. Pipe style. In high school, I used to get bullied. Wait a minute. I don't think you understand the shit fully. Big tough niggas who wanted to fight me.
Hey, yo, Laren, I'ma whip your ass.
Oh, why me? I drown in it. Have a moving in the sea. So high, they like, what you doing in the trees? I'm getting drunk, choosing grenadine. Pop some molly, then had a foursome with the human centipede. And oh yeah, I know what rhymes with Miley Cyrus. Mad Star, the scholar dude, is highly childish.
This is the story of a man named Mad Star. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still listening to mom. And he has no car. And that is a fact. This is the story of a man.
So I guess like the moral of the story is this guy Max Starr, bro, he's like, he's a fucking maniac, bro. Fucking maniac, bro. I would like totally fucking, I would totally cop his fucking album, bro. I'd fucking buy that shit, bro. I wouldn't download the shit. I'd buy that shit, bro. I'd like go to fucking Target. Fucking man, you fucking rocks, dude. Fucking rocks. Max Star fucking rocks, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I remember all the shit we used to do back in the day. That shit fucking rock, bro. You know, I would totally be best friend, too. Yeah, we'd totally fucking be friends. Like, we fucking trade movie stories and shit. Cause, like, totally my fucking favorite movie is The Human Centipede, dude. Fucking talk about the fucking human centipede, dude. The fucking yeah. So I guess like the song's over. Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Johnny Five. I am here to present to you today, Max Starr. How was that? That was my best Paul Heyman impression that I think I've ever done for anyone. And I hoped you liked it because Max Starr sent us Heartless on the Mic, or what I've been calling Stone Cold, Stone Cold, Stone Cold. So we've got it for you. We're going to play it for you. We're going to run that shit back, forward, left, right, upside down, pinning on the mat, Hunakarana, motherfucking F5 in this motherfucker. Feel what I'm saying? So what I'm explaining to you right now, what I'm trying to say to you in so many words, is that it's about to go down. My time now, my time Tuesday, more like radio exclusive. Damn, I really tried to get that burp all the way through. All the way through. I failed. Miserable. But you want to know who doesn't fail? You want to know who's not miserable? You want to know who fucking nails it? Max Starr, Stone Cold, Heartless on the Mic. Let's go.
Oh my God.
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Of emotion.
Only on morelikeradio.com.
Jesus Christ! He's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
I'm a stone cold demon cause I'm heartless on the mic. Damn, I am bloodsucker, take your carcass in the night. I'm a target out of sight. You'll have to pardon me, I'm tight. Willie's on your chest with my brother Marcus on the mic. Ah, straight venom is vigorous, I am limitless citizen. Shouldn't witness this intricate like polygamous. And they hate me cause I'm majoring hot. I'm a serious ego cause I'm waiting to try.
Shit just starts with pure fire. Pure adrenaline. Getting it done. Making it happen. Run it back one more time. It's gonna be a real good night. Real good.
I'm a stone cold demon cause I'm heartless on the mic. Vampire bloodsucker, take your carcass in the night. I'm a target out of sight. You'll have to pardon me, I'm tight. Willie's on your chest with my brother Marcus on the mic. Ah, straight venom is vigorous. I am limitless citizen. Shouldn't witness this intricate like polygamous. And they hate me cause I'm majoring hot. I'm a serious ego cause I'm waiting to drop your bit dead. So cool cause I'm blazing a spot. So I left the stone cold when I gave it the rock. Get it? I said I gave it the rock. Well, you dumb fuck boys, yeah, I gave it the cock. Such simple-minded beings, you don't understand a metaphor. I ain't afford a metaphor, and I'm a form of better soul. She opens wide. Bella twins. It ain't pretty, I'ma rip your shoulder. Flip you over, the fans couldn't get me.
Do we all remember when WWE dropped the CD and it had like motherfuckers rapping on this shit, and Kane had a song, and motherfucking The Rock had a song, and DX had a song, and Stone Cold had a song? Well, this belongs right up there with that shit. I mean, so many references. The motherfuckers just marking out. We should call him Mark Star. You know what? Fuck the noise, man. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring that motherfucker back. At official Mac Star on Twitter. Hit him up. Motherfucker is the truth. Mac Star. Heartless on the mic. Just killing the game. That was Mac Star at official Mac Star on Twitter. Make sure you follow him. Follow him good. We're gonna jump into the last two tracks of My Time Tuesday with Valley Vicious, No Halo, and of course, No My Time Tuesday is complete without Lex Leosis. So here we go. Last two tracks of the night. That was, once again, Mac I don't know, that's a little bit too, way more Vince McMahon in that one, you're fired, than Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar, you know, so, I'll keep working on it, but, Valley Vicious, Lex Leosis, No Halo, Shelter, let's go, hashtag, you're welcome.
Villainous, wicked west, you feeling this? As I rock them off, my lyrics kinda like a ventriloquist. Killing the weak shit and scheming is always on my syllabus. Double VCs and they feed and believe me, all cursed, they want that dope or shit. Making my haters go dang all day, but I could get used to it. Seeking my fangs in the game and releasing that venom, your vicious will kill a bitch. On that iller tip, your shit's weak and makes me sick. I'm the shit, that's why I stick, and when I spit it's ultra thick. Way too hard to take it easy like you getting dick. It's really hard to please me, I don't give a fuck, that's what it is. There go Beezy with an attitude like Yeezy kid. Vicious, I traded my halo for fangs and I'm slain just like it's Buffy, bitch.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo. Bitch, I go bang bang. No gunplay, flow is AK. I don't get paid, but I make change. And I pave lanes with my own brain. They say that fame change when you come up. That's a damn shame. Because in a year, who I'm fucking with now, I cut off if they can't hang. I conquer when I came, but kinda like Cobain. There's always something in the way of what I'm thinking and I'm saying. It's almost like they pay your rights to remain the same. Y'all don't pay attention to the fact you popping every lane. I've been drinking every day, trying to numb the pain. People hit me up and we be close, but yet so far away. That's why I say, yo, fuck it, I'm okay. My don't fuck with you list is getting longer every day. So give me my space, and I'll do the same. Really can't act like I want you around anyhow, so don't think that I'm plain. I can see why you be jealous, I'm pimping out playlists as vicious, they plain. Better alone, no halo and soul, but y'all better know to be praying.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Why can't I just stay here? Why can't I just lay here? Walls are a safe space. I can feel the love here. I can can feel equality and I can feel uniqueness. I can feel the beauty in free speech, but
where am I to go?
Where am I to go when the homies like me? Hey, man, thank you guys for tuning in and sticking around and hanging out and coming back and downloading and viewing and playing and just fucking all around being the people that you are, man. I average about 2,000 downloads a show, man, and you know it's only rising. So, I mean, thank you guys for the continued support. Make sure that you're sharing and telling friends. I mean, I can't stress that enough. Sharing is fucking caring in this industry. And, you know, the more you share the show and like it and let people know about it, it's uploaded pretty much right after to morelikeradio.com/downloads. And you can find it. And again, you can share that link. Click on it, share the link, and just continue to help me out. We are on the rise and I am here to take you guys with me, you know, whether or not I get back into music professionally, myself is to be determined, TBD. However, I want to take this show somewhere and I want to take you guys with me, because I can't do it alone. And your continued support is amazing. So make sure that you're following me on Twitter, following the show first and foremost, at It's MTN on Twitter or Facebook.com/It's MTN. You want to have your music heard on the show, feel free to send us your tracks to mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. And again, follow me personally on Twitter, Twitter.com. /darkside rules, DarkSeid. I know it's I before E, except after me, because SEID, that's my ID. Hashtag believe that. Tune in next week, brand new show. Good times. We'll talk the shit, we'll shoot the shit like we always do, because that's what I do. I'm here for you guys the best that I can be. The more I get my personal affairs in order, the more I can be here. Working on getting new equipment so that, you know, I won't have some of the problems that I've had in the past. I'm looking to get a mixing, you know, a DJ mixing board, so to speak, I guess, with the turntables and everything, so that I can actually get out here and fucking entertain a little bit better than what I may be doing right now. So, you know, I'm looking to expand the show and make it better. It's a long, arduous journey, but we're going to take it together and we're going to get there. We're going to get there and we are going to be put on the fucking map. And when I'm on the map, they're all on the map, because I will continue to highlight underground music for as long as I fucking live. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure that you tune in next week for a new show, a new go, and possibly a new beginning. Thank you guys once again. Fucking show's done. That's a wrap. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your week. That is game over.